probably know this gentleman's son for the salt company he founded that bears his name. But the father was equally important, for it was he that gave us a day on the calendar, all from his efforts to promote agriculture. The history behind that man and his day are this edition of the American Countryside. 2012 was a tough crop year on our farm, but AgriGold was at the top of the class. Now, AgriGold introduces the Hybrid Series, the next evolution of hybrid seed corn. The Giant, Regional, and Limited Series represent AgriGold's unique and diverse lineup featuring their high-yielding giants. AgriGold's global genetic breeding program and knowledgeable agronomists help you grow more corn on every acre. I know because I grow them and see the giant results. For more information, contact your local corn specialist at 800-262-7333 or visit AgriGold.com. In 1854, J. Sterling Morton and his wife staked a claim for land at Nebraska City, Nebraska.
There were hardly any trees. It was the original prairies. And he got off the boat, came here, and he fell in love with the fact that there weren't trees here and wanted to then begin starting to plant trees.
Adam Howard shares the story from the farmstead where Morton lived.
Him and his wife, Carolyn, would visit the floodplain and bring in seedlings and start to plant, and it began to kind of catch on with local townspeople.
Morton owned the local newspaper and served in the Territorial House of Representatives. He continued to grow his farm and grow in the political field, even serving as acting governor of Nebraska for about 6 months in 1859.
He would certainly plant a lot of the native things he would find along the riverbanks and bring back here. But it was anything and everything that was native to here. And some of the original trees, even that his son Joy Morton planted in the early 1900s, are still at Arbor Lodge State Historical Park.
He built a 52-room mansion that resembles the White House in Nebraska City. He also jumped from public service in his state to holding federal appointments. Morton became Secretary of Agriculture in Grover Cleveland's cabinet. While advocating for all of agriculture, trees were his passion.
He just kind of rose in the ranks and became a outspoken person for trees, which thus began his campaign to make a national day of Arbor Day, which we still have today.
You can still see the mansion and farm today, but many don't realize this is a place of ongoing research, something that Adam helps oversee. That story next time as we travel the countryside. In Nebraska City, Nebraska, I'm Andrew McCray.